Good evening. My name is Iran, and welcome to my podcast. The main topic today will be safe spaces on college campuses. So what is a safe space? A safe space is a place or environment in which a person or category of people can feel confident that they will not be exposed to discrimination, criticism, harassment, or any other type of physical or emotional harm. I personally believe that the use of safe spaces contributes to the overall growth and development of underrepresented students. According to the article, The Fine Line Between Safe Space and Segregation, having a safe space to come together with people from similar backgrounds who may have experienced similar racism or microaggressions could provide the type of supportive environment these students need to graduate. This also ties in with the idea that safe spaces are absolutely essential to the development of historically marginalized groups. Did you know that 97% of the colleges in the United States are predominantly white institutions? According to Jaleesa Jones of USA Today, approximately 5,141 colleges out of 5,300 are considered PWIs. This further emphasizes the disparity between white students and minorities. Similar to what is said in the article, what safe spaces really look like on college campuses, safe spaces are about creating an atmosphere where you can express opinions freely without being harassed or judged. A perfect example of a safe space on UNCC's campus is the Black Student Union. Today we are joined by a member from the Black Student Union, Jada Flowers.
Do you mind telling us a little bit about what the Black Student Union is and what makes it a safe space?
Well, basically the Black Student Union is the voice and community for the Black students on campus here at a PWI, because we know that there are some Black students that didn't come from a Black community and they don't know much about where they come from, and there are some that have come from a Black community and they just want that space here on campus, and we create that community and that family for them. We have a lot of events just so we can get to know each other, and whenever there's something that's going on in the community that needs to be addressed, that's what we do. What makes it a safe space is that really anyone can come to us about anything that they're feeling. Like, they don't have to be afraid to say something pro-Black if they're in a class full of all white people or anything to that nature. Like, they can come to us about anything, they can speak on anything, they can speak their minds. Like, if they need anything from us, we got them, basically.
Great, Jada. And I just also want to ask, how do you think this organization has benefited you as a person?
Well, for me personally, coming from high school, I went to school with a lot of Black people. And so coming here to a PWI, I was nervous and scared. I'd never seen so many, such a diverse group of people in my life. So for me, the Black Student Union was like that space where I could just ask my questions or just be with people that are like me. But I also got the opportunity to branch out to different types of people just to have that diversity aspect, because it isn't just about being Black. It's about being included in everything. It's about including everyone else in everything. So it just really helped me because I found a family, really. Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Jada, for coming to speak with us.
Okay, we're here with Diana today, and I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions, Diana. Would you be willing to answer them?
Of course.
Okay, so my first question for you is, do you believe that safe spaces are beneficial to underrepresented students?
I believe that safe spaces for underrepresented students are not just beneficial, but they are imperative, especially in institutions such as this one, where we are a predominantly white institute. There are many times where underrepresented students might not feel comfortable, might not feel like they are at home, and so these safe spaces provide a sense of community for them.
Great. That's a very, very great answer. I actually had a follow-up question, too. Have you ever been in a situation in school where you felt uncomfortable, whether it's because of your religion, race, beliefs, or anything like that?
I have. Not necessarily because students made me feel uncomfortable, but just knowing that I was either like one of two or three Latina students in a classroom made me feel like I didn't belong sometimes. Mm-hmm. And also knowing that like a lot of the friends that I grew up with ended up not going to college. Mm-hmm. That made me feel uncomfortable.
Great. Thank you, Deanna.
Of course.
Thank you, Jada and Amir, for joining us today. Although people argue against the use of safe spaces, it's extremely ignorant to ignore the impact that they have on marginalized groups of people. For most minorities and other underrepresented students, safe spaces are a necessity. Well, thank you guys for tuning in today, and listen in next time.
I'm also here with an active minority in our community, Diana.